Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We got a lot to get into in this Red Friday, so let's get to it. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we are going to be joined by James Palmer of Bleacher Report. He also is the co-host of the Scoop City podcast with The Athletic. Coming up at the top of the 3 o'clock hour, Kevin Bowen, who covers the Indianapolis Colts for 107.5 The Fan, will be on the show. Nate Taylor of ESPN is going to be in studio coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll take your phone calls. We'll read your texts. We got a lot to get into with a very important regular season game for the Kansas City Chiefs. You guys know the phone number. 913-586-7965. One more time, that's 913-586-7965. Before we get into the top story of the day, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. Someone said, Carrington, why don't you ask us to tell two people to check out the show? I told you guys, you're going through a lot right now. Your football team ain't doing a whole lot of winning right now. Maybe you're a KU fan. Your team might not be going to a bowl game. Maybe you're a K-State fan. Your team might not be going to a bowl game. I don't want to ask too much, okay? I don't want to do that. So just for right now, just tell one person to check out the show. That's it. You don't got to tell two. Just tell one person to check out the show. And you know what? I'd really appreciate that. And number three, and most importantly, I need you guys to remember that every single day, the open of the show is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. So if you're looking for a place to watch K-State's game coming up later tonight against Nebraska, if you're looking for a place to watch some college football, if you're looking for somewhere to watch Kansas City and Indianapolis on Sunday with some great food specials and great drink specials while the game is going on, and go see our friends over at The Other Place with five great locations. This is where I would like to start today's show. A very simple, what I think this game means for both sides. Because this game, to me, has a different level of importance, but is still very important for both Kansas City and Indianapolis. Let's start with Indianapolis, because to me, there, what it means is so much more straightforward than it is for Kansas City. In regards to Indianapolis, if they win this game, it will be hard for anybody to convince me that Indianapolis cannot win the Super Bowl. Now, will they go? I don't know. Maybe Denver will. Maybe New England will. But if you look right now at the power structure of the AFC, This is as weak as Kansas City has been in quite some time. This is as weak as Buffalo has been in quite some time. And the same thing for the Baltimore Ravens. We have talked about the difference in old money and new money teams, how you had the old guard, those three teams that I just mentioned, and now you got the three teams, whether it is Indianapolis, Denver, or those teams now looking to make the Super Bowl or make a deep run. I mean, one of those teams is going to end up representing the AFC. Somebody has to go. So maybe it is Drake May this year. Maybe it is Bo Nix. Maybe it is Daniel Jones. Let's see how the rest of the season plays itself out. But everybody acknowledges the level of importance that this game has for the Kansas City Chiefs. It is on the road. It is in the fall. This is go time for everybody around the National Football League. And if the Indianapolis Colts go on the road and win Sunday in Arrowhead, knowing how important this game is for the Kansas City Chiefs, it will be impossible for anybody to sell to me that Indy is not a true and legitimate Super Bowl contending team. I know that the jury is still out when it comes to Indianapolis, and I know that people are still waiting for the other shoe to drop when it comes with them. I mean, this is a team that lost on the road earlier this year to the Rams. This is a team that lost on the road earlier this year to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, if you want to find reasons to poke holes in what the Colts have accomplished so far this season, I don't think you need to look too hard to do it. If you go on the road and beat a very desperate, gotta have it Kansas City team with their back up against the wall, it will be impossible not to tip your cap to the Colts and give them credit for what they have been able to do. And it puts them in a very good position to be the one seed and put them in a position where the AFC championship game has to go through them. A team that runs a football effectively, a team that has great skill position players, a team that appears to be well coached with a good defense. I think the Colts have proven themselves to be the best team in the AFC so far this season. Let's see if they can validate that on Sunday on the road against Kansas City. Now, let's talk about what this means for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a playoff game. It's really that simple. We all know the formula, and we'll get to the formula here coming up more in just a bit, but everything that we said last week applies now to Kansas City. Gotta have it, must win, need it kind of game. And I'm sorry, you can't convince me that a team that is 5-6 at Thanksgiving is now going to rattle off six consecutive wins. It don't work that way. We have been waiting for this team to turn on the light switch all season. Man, the time is now. There is no tomorrow. There is no waiting. You are running out of time to get this thing going, and there is no better time than the present. This is a home game against a good team to show everybody that you still got it, because the public believes that you still have it. We've talked about it. The Chiefs are potentially 8 days away from completely turning around their fortune as a team. They're 5-5 right now. I understand that morale might not be the highest, but if the Chiefs figure out a way to win on Sunday, if they figure out a way to win on Thanksgiving against the Cowboys, and now they're going into an extended period of rest up, and get ready for those final games of the season, and three of those five games are at home, confidence will be right back. Hey, the Chiefs are back. Hey, you have the Chiefs down, and look, we turned things around. The Colts have a chance to do what no team has had the opportunity to do during the Patrick Mahomes run. They have a chance to lay the fatal blow to the Kansas City Chiefs. It's really that simple. There have been teams that have tried, and there have been teams that, oh, well, this team, no. The Indianapolis Colts have a chance to end the 2025 season, in my opinion, of the Kansas City Chiefs if they go on the road and win this game. The Chiefs know it. I know it. Everybody knows it when it comes to it. So to see Kansas City with their back up against the wall, I want to see how they respond. I want to see the Chiefs play a more disciplined brand of football. You can't have the turnovers in the red zone against this team. You got to be diligent with your front four and stopping the run, because you know Indianapolis is not going away from running the football. This is not a game in which Jonathan Taylor gets 12 carries. No, this is a game in which Jonathan Taylor gets 21 carries in this game, because Indianapolis has an identity and they are not afraid to lean into who they are as a team and as an organization. So that's it. That's the what this means and who it means it for in this matchup between Kansas City and Indianapolis. Now, let's talk more specifically about the Chiefs and the playoff formula. Seems very, very simple to me now after watching Thursday Night Football. We'll talk more specifically about Buffalo and Houston. We'll do that with James Palmer here coming up in about 5 minutes or so. There are, I would say, three groups of games for the Kansas City Chiefs. We don't need to really spend any much time talking about two of the games. They got a game on the road against Tennessee, and they got a game on the road against Las Vegas. I don't care what is going on in that scenario. You cannot lose to either one of those teams and tell me you are making the postseason. Not with the urgency, not with where you are right now. I know mathematically they could lose to one of those two teams, but at this point, no, that's unacceptable. You cannot lose to Tennessee, who's going to have a top five pick, and a Raiders team that is a bad football team, and it is basically going to be another home game for Kansas City because 70% of the crowd is going to end up supporting Kansas City. You cannot lose either one of those games that make the postseason. I'm sorry, don't work that way. I would put the Cowboys game in its own category. It's just weird. We just saw on Thursday Night Football. Thursday Night Football is just weird. Road team, short week, Thursday Night Football, and now you sprinkle in Thanksgiving and knowing the importance that is for the Dallas Cowboys organization and franchise. We're talking about an American staple, the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. It's just weird. I think you have to put that game in its own category. So you got three games on the road. Two are automatic gimmies. Cannot afford to lose to Tennessee. Cannot afford to lose to the Las Vegas Raiders. The Cowboys game is its own entity. But there is a reward on the other end of it. If you figure out a way to win that and you get the weekend to rest up and then you get 10 days heading into a home game against the Houston Texans, the feeling that is that the Chiefs are back. That'll be the feeling. The feeling will be that the Chiefs are back. And then you got the four home games starting on Sunday: Indianapolis, Houston, Denver, and Los Angeles. They need to go 3-1 in that stretch. Maybe the Chiefs end up pulling off a 4-0 in that stretch. I think it's a little bit unlikely. I mean, I'm just looking at the National Football League. I don't think there's any team in the National Football League that would play these four teams and win all four of these games. I think they're coin flips. And I'm sorry, the Chiefs have not earned the benefit of the doubt to have the expectation that they are going to be perfect in these coin flip kind of games. Maybe last year, maybe 2 years ago, they have not earned that benefit of the doubt in 2025 that these four games against possible playoff teams, a couple of them I would consider lock playoff teams. Indy certainly is a lock. Denver is a lock. I think the Chargers are probably going to make the postseason, and Houston probably not going to make it. But we got enough evidence to tell you that Houston's defense is really good and that Houston is going to play spoiler for somebody. Houston plays two games against Indianapolis, one game against the Chargers, and one game against Kansas City in the final 7 weeks of the season. Houston is not going 0-4 in those games. So either they are going to spoil the one seed for the Colts, they are going to spoil the playoff chances for Kansas City, or they are going to spoil the playoff chances for the Los Angeles Chargers. You pick which category you think they fit in, but I'm telling you that is going to be the case with this Houston Texans team. They are too good defensively to go 0-4 when it comes to those matchups. And then you got the two games in the division with Denver and Los Angeles. So you got to go 3-1 in that stretch, which I think is very, very possible when you look at these four games at home in the winter. Got to have them go time kind of games. You got a Thursday Night Football game coming up on Thanksgiving against the Cowboys that is anybody's guess. Thursday Night Football is just weird. We've seen it happen time and time again. And then you got absolutely two gimmies at the end of the season with Tennessee and Las Vegas. If you lose either one of those games, what are we talking about? It's time to start getting ready for the NFL draft. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by James Palmer of Bleacher Report. We'll get his thoughts on what happened last night on Thursday Night Football and also look to Chiefs and Colts. That's coming up. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Very happy right now to be joined by James Palmer of Bleacher Report. Also, be sure to check him out on the Scoop City podcast. Longtime friend of the show. James, happy to have you back on this week, my man.
We said we'd do it, and here we are.
Absolutely, man. Happy to have you on the show again. So let's start with this. We'll get to Chiefs and Colts here coming up in a little bit, but we got to talk about Thursday night football yesterday. I guess twofold. Let's start with Buffalo. Man, everything was laid out for this team to have the one seed in the AFC. If I had told Buffalo, hey, Kansas City's going to be 500 around Thanksgiving time, Baltimore is going to be doing the exact same thing, and you're not a shoe-in for the one seed, every Buffalo would have said, hey, something's gone terribly wrong. And that's where we are right now. And then on the other end, I don't think Houston's going to make the playoffs, but they're going to make the playoffs really uncomfortable for somebody else. They're going to knock off one or two teams here with that defense down the stretch.
Yeah, Houston's defense is no joke. I mean, we saw how fast they are on all three levels. And this isn't a surprise. Like, you talked about some surprises. That defense is no surprise. And I actually give a lot of credit to D'Amico Ryans for handing over play calling to Matt Burke, who's a really good DC, and kind of took a little something off his plate as a head coach and let Matt kind of cook. And that group is so talented on all three levels. Everybody saw it Thursday night. And, you know, you win three games with Davis Mills. Like, everybody was curious what was going to happen down in Houston. You got to remember, like, Chiefs fans know this. I mean, they took that game in Kansas City at Arrowhead, beaten like nobody's business in terms of injuries, and it was a game for most of the time in the postseason. They've gone to the postseason both years with C.J. Stroud. Now, they changed things offensively, and that's taken a long time to get going, and the offensive line's been an issue. But there kind of could be, you're right, a thorn in the side of the rest of the AFC. I mean, they still have the Colts twice. They play KC in a couple of weeks. Like, they play the Chargers towards the end of the season. So, like, they could kind of be spoiler, but at the same time, I wouldn't rule out a little run here and have a chance to get in. They're part of that group that we're kind of focused on right now. Between them and Jacksonville are right there head-to-head. You know, Jacksonville's 6-4. I mean, they're right behind them. And, you know, Buffalo's in that mix, and the Chiefs and the Ravens are in that mix. That whole group, I guess you throw the Chargers in there, is going to be fascinating to watch. But with Houston having some of these games ahead of them, they do have a chance to just kind of shift the landscape of the AFC. And, you know, with Buffalo, it's been the same thing all year, honestly. They can't stop the run. And if they don't run the football effectively to start the game and they get behind, Josh tries to do too much, tries to play off script. It's very similar to what's going on with Patrick Mahomes, in that, you know, the plays beyond the X's and O's are becoming so vital in both these quarterbacks' minds to try to make their offenses go when they're disjointed and not working. And oftentimes, you know, you see it not really come to fruition. We're not used to it with both guys, But this year, we're seeing it happen to both of them a little bit, and their hero ball is tough to come by with the way the rest of their teams are playing.
I feel like what's happened with Houston was exactly what happened with Cincinnati a couple of years ago. That Houston, they start 0-3, they dig themselves in a hole, and then they get hot the second half of the season, and then they potentially run out of a lot of time. As you just alluded to it, they're going to be a thorn in somebody's side, but when you just create a 0-3 hole, and now you got to go on the road and beat a Kansas City, you got to go on the road and beat a Los Angeles Chargers, just really hard to make the playoffs that way.
It's really hard, and you know, this hole is a bit of a, you know, it's a bit of an issue, obviously, that they did. But I commend Houston, honestly, for going about this the right way. I mean, because everybody was like, you're going to go and trade who? You're trading Laremy Tunsil, the best offensive lineman in your building. And that was, from what I was told, for the greater good. It was, we want that room to be different. We want the culture of that room to be different. Laremy was not putting it in the direction we wanted, and we're going to regroup it, and we want it to be a lot like our defensive line. We don't care if it takes maybe a year, but we're really going to try to build this thing for the long haul because we have such a great nucleus of young talent. And that kind of impacted, obviously, the start of the season. And CJ wanted more on his plate as a quarterback and less just completely everything dialed up for him like it was with Bobby Slowick. So when they made the offensive coordinator change and the offensive line change, certainly there was going to be growing pains at the beginning of the year. I think this is something, though, that benefits Houston over the next 2 to 3 seasons, and they're going to be a much more difficult out probably in 26. But you're right. Huge thorn in anybody's side is nobody wants to play this defense. I mean, nobody does. I mean, they're so fast. They're coached so well. They're so disciplined. They're so good on all three levels. Two dominant corners, really quick linebackers. We see what the edge rushers can do. Like, you're going to have to go out there and find a way to put some points on the board. This is, you can make an argument, and honestly, it's the best defense in football. But what we have seen is the teams with great defensive lines this season are the teams that are playing the best football. We could go down the list if we wanted to.
There's been a lot of conversation about Kansas City potentially missing the playoffs, and that makes sense. When you're 5-5 at this portion of the season, you have done that to yourself. If Buffalo is going to struggle with road games, is it fair to put them in that conversation? They have to go on the road and play Pittsburgh. They got to go on the road and play New England. They play Cincinnati. That's a home game, but Joe Burrow could be back, and that changes things with Cincinnati. They got Philadelphia toward the end of the season at home. They go on the road and play Cleveland. Cleveland beat Green Bay earlier this season. Who knows what version of the Browns you end up getting in that matchup. I think Buffalo is going to make it. I feel very confident Buffalo is going to make it. I'm not 100% sure they're going to make it, though, given their struggles on the road.
Yeah, it's the struggles on the road. It's that Josh needs to play hero ball to let them go out there and play. And they had a lot riding, honestly, on Keon Coleman, who I think everybody knows. My co-host Steve Smith had a few things to say about him on our show a couple of weeks ago. And honestly, since those comments, we've actually seen him go in the opposite direction, even further. Like, he's been a healthy scratch the last 2 weeks. They have no offense on the boundary whatsoever, and without Dalton Kincaid, he is their passing offense essentially. And when I talk to defensive coordinators that are going against this Buffalo team, it's like, you know, we only have to worry about between the hashes. Like, that's it. Like, they can't attack you outside, so we can sit one-on-one on the boundary and not worry about anybody beating us deep outside, and we can clog the middle against Khalil Shakir and Kincaid and Knox and James Cook in the passing game. And, you know, they've become a little bit predictable. The concepts aren't, like, outstanding when I talk to defensive coordinators about the way they play football offensively. And then they've just been ravaged with injuries on the defensive side of the ball, so when you can't stop anybody, I think it's almost making Josh want to play that hero ball a little bit further. Like, there's some easy throws, if you talk to people around the league, that are there, I mean, honestly. And he's passing them up maybe to make the bigger play. I think we're seeing that from Pat maybe a little bit too, not maybe on as big of an extent, but I think that's the biggest issues with Buffalo, and it almost feels like they have a chance because they have Josh Allen, and they always will. Same thing with Kansas City. They have Patrick Mahomes, they'll always have a chance, but right now neither team in the trenches is as good as we usually are used to seeing them, and that always is a big tell to me. And so I think they get in. I just think there's definitely massive holes in this Buffalo Bills team right now, more so than we've seen in the last couple of seasons.
Right now, we're talking to James Palmer of Bleacher Report, going over some of the top storylines in the NFL. This is the analogy I'll make for Kansas City. We all know that Steph Curry is human and that everybody misses shots. But when Steph Curry misses, you're thinking like, wow, you feel like you saw something really special. It feels like that's what Kansas City was in the fourth quarter of these games for like 5 years. every single close one-score game, the Chiefs would just figure it out and find a way to win these kind of games. So it's been very telling so far this season, whether it's been a Mahomes pick six, whether it's been a Kelce bobble ball, a blocked extra point, whatever it's been surprising to see a team go from so dominant in these close one-score games to now seemingly they make the play that shoots themselves in the foot to lose all of these one-score games.
Yeah, it's been fascinating to watch. I mean, sitting in that press box in Denver this past weekend, and it was like, you know, Patrick and that offense comes out on the field, you're like, this is the drive. Here it is. And they go three and out. And then they get another opportunity, and you're like, I'm so used to seeing this. I've covered these games for the last, you know, half a decade here. Like, here it comes. And they go three and out again. And you're like, I'm not used to seeing this. This isn't the way it usually goes. And, you know, it's a hard way to live that life in those one-score games. I really think that is a difficult way to, you know, sit there and play football. And you know, we've said this and talked about this. Like, there was plenty of people in that building last year going, we're not as good as our record is. We're not 15-2. Like, that's not who we are. Like, the Raiders just don't even pay attention, apparently, at the end of the game. And the ball falls and they get the fumble, and the Chargers put one off the upright, and the Broncos, apparently somebody on the special teams just decides not to play that special team snap, and they run right through them and block the kick. And like, you go back and start thinking about it, and I think what's changed a little bit, and this is just, I don't think this is my opinion, this is kind of some people around the league I've talked to, is after that Super Bowl and you saw what Philadelphia did to them when we were all there in New Orleans, it was, the Chiefs are human here, guys. Like, I think a little bit of that fear factor towards the end of games, which has really benefited the Chiefs. I've talked to a number of players and coaches that have been like, hey, man, you didn't hear it from me, but, like, when the game's close towards the end of the game, like, we all tighten up because we know 15's on the other side, and the Chiefs are going to find a way. I don't know if that mentality is still there right now in 2025 when teams play the Chiefs. And can it come back? Certainly. Can the Chiefs make a run here? Certainly. But I think those are the things late in games that have kind of changed a little bit. You saw no fear in Denver's mind at all in that game this past Sunday.
You say no fear. Denver operated like we're better than Kansas City. And you, and basically, other than Philadelphia, no team has walked around in the NFL like that for the last year thinking we're better than Kansas City. The comments from Sean Payton at halftime were very, very telling. When he said, we think Kansas City is a first-half team, and we're talking about a team that we have seen make multiple miraculous fourth-quarter comebacks in the Super Bowl, to say that was very telling.
Yeah, it was. And you know what they did? They did exactly what Kansas City does to a lot of teams, and they beat them in complimentary football. I put a tweet out about this, you know, earlier this week, where, you know, Sean Payton, you heard those comments. He's done a great, you know, great job, kind of creating a culture and a winning culture, and flipping things in Denver very, very quickly. Bo Nix has made clutch plays, and that defense is one of the best in football. And Vance Joseph's coaching his tail off. What nobody talked about is Darren Rizzi and their special teams won that game for Denver. And that's usually what happens a lot of times over the course of the years. You've seen, you know, the Chiefs put themselves in a really good position through the special teams and find a way to make a kick and find a way to, you know, close out a game. And I think everybody in Kansas City in that building would even say the Broncos special teams, in terms of complementary football with their offense and their defense, pretty much won them that game. And that's a formula that Kansas City has used in the past.
Right now, we're talking to James Palmer here for a couple more minutes, going through some of the top storylines. I feel like the Colts and the Chiefs, oddly enough, are in the exact same place, and I'll explain. I don't think the public is going to believe in Daniel Jones. Like, I think the public is kind of like what happened with Sam Darnold. I think the public is waiting for the other shoe to drop. Man, if Indianapolis goes on the road with everything that this Kansas City team has on the line and wins this game, I think people are going to have to soften their stance on the Colts, especially in an AFC right now where Buffalo looks weakened and Kansas City looks weakened. I mean, somebody's got to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. And then I also feel like on the other side with KC, if they can beat Indianapolis and they're just looking at a road game against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, I mean, this team could be 7-5 here in a heartbeat, and just everybody is going to exhale, and the feeling is going to be, man, they let Kansas City get hot. Like, the Colts really have a chance to lay a pretty fatal blow to the Chiefs on Sunday.
They certainly do. I mean, you look at it right now, and, you know, I work for The Athletic with our Scoop City show. So over there, we have this, like, unreal, like, playoff metric and barometer, and you can type in all of these different, like, you know, you can go through a million different scenarios and figure it all out. Like, so I'll break it down for you. Essentially, the Chiefs right now have a 56% chance to make the postseason. If they lose to the Colts, that drops to a 36% chance, and it kind of hovers around, like, a 1-in-3 chance of making the postseason the rest of the way out. If they win this game, they jump up to a 67% chance of making the postseason, according to our metrics at The Athletic. So, like, this is a massive game. The funny part is, Denver's probably rooting for Kansas City. They increase, if Kansas City wins this game, that increases their chances of the number one seed, in all honesty, in the way that the rest of this AFC could play out. And so it is fascinating to watch what's going to happen with these two teams and what's going to happen with, obviously, New England is in the mix there because they don't play a whole lot of teams down the stretch. And so I think everybody is sitting here waiting to go, are the Colts going to be the ones that kind of, and we never want to, like, the Chiefs are a giant. You never want to rule them out. And I don't think anybody's going to rule them out until it's officially they're out of the postseason. Like, I just think that's the way everybody thinks about the Chiefs. The Colts, this is a really big game for them. This is a prove-it game. And I think it is for Daniel Jones. It is for the rest of that group. They're going to need to run the football really well. And if it doesn't, I think Spags is going to be able to dial up a bunch of different exotic blitzes to confuse Daniel Jones and see if he can turn the football over, like what's happened the last couple of weeks. I'm fascinated to see this matchup. I think it's the game of the week for me. I know Philly and Dallas is a big one, but to me, this one has so much on the line for the course of the AFC and really the, you know, the top dog in the Chiefs. And are they really going to be very vulnerable down the stretch in the way that the rest of this division and conference plays out?
You mentioned Philly and Dallas. I'll get you out of here with the question about that game. It's not really as much as a question, just a comment. I feel like every week there is just some new drama around the Eagles. It's somebody mad at Jalen Hurts. It's a new comment from A.J. Brown. There's something new with Nick Sirianni. I just feel like for a team that is what? They've won like 21 of their last 25 games and won the Super Bowl. No one on that team seems to be happy.
Yeah, listen, I'm from Philadelphia, so I get it. I think we're naturally angry in some capacity. But I'll say this. Like, I don't think many teams deal in chaos as well as Philadelphia does. I don't know many head coaches that deal with chaos as well as Nick Sirianni does. Is some of it created on his own, possibly at times. But I think they do a really good job of handling it. What I think they have, and it's a recipe for what's kind of gone on, is, like, they have, on paper, probably the most talented team in football. And I think they have extremely high expectations with an attempt to repeat. They know, specifically offensively, they are not living up to those expectations at all. And they're not living up to the talent that they have on that side of the ball. Right now, Saquon Barkley's 38th in the NFL in yards per carry. He had 2,000 yards last year. And so when you look at A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert and Saquon Barkley and the offensive line and Jalen Hurts, they're all on edge because they're like, hey, our window is now. Like, right now with this much talent, like, you can't keep this much talent together for a very long period of time because of the salary cap. So they're on edge because, like, hey, we have a ton of talent and we're not playing up to it. This is an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. And there's, you know, there's issues in that. And everybody kind of knows that they keep playing like this offensively, they're probably not going to win the Super Bowl. So I think that compounds the fact that Jalen is also a very polarizing player. Everybody in this country, it seems like, has an opinion one direction or another, whether Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback, whether he's a product of the entire team around him, whether he's just average. Like, everybody seems to have an opinion on Jalen Hurts, and I think that plays into it as well. I would just say this. Jalen Hurts wins football games. I think that's the biggest thing that really should be tied into this entire equation. He finds a way to win. That's what he does. And so we can't knock somebody like Lamar Jackson for having unbelievable regular seasons and go, but the guy doesn't win the big game. Like, he doesn't beat Patrick Mahomes in the postseason. Like, this is ruining his legacy and his, you know, what we all think of Lamar Jackson. Well, if you do that to Lamar in a negative fashion, you're not allowed to just forget the fact that it benefits Jalen Hurts in the way that he plays. So you can't have it both ways. Like, you, if you're going to knock Lamar in that sense, people should start giving Jalen Hurts some credit for playing his best on the biggest stages, which he still has a reputation and a track record of doing.
That is our guy, James Palmer of Bleacher Report, joining us on the show today. He also does a fantastic podcast. Check it out, the Scoop City Podcast. He does great work with The Athletic as well. James, I feel like we're going to give you a little bit of time. Hopefully you're back on the show in January because the Chiefs are in January. That used to be a foregone conclusion. I'm not so sure right now, man.
It is, man. But being in that locker room last Sunday, talking to guys, it was essentially this. Like, if we just got to get in. If we get in, we know we can make some noise. I think the Chiefs believe that. I think the rest of the NFL believes that. They just got to play better, and everybody will be fearing them again.
That is James Palmer joining us on the show today. Great stuff, James. Appreciate your time as always.
No problem, man.
Absolutely. That is friend of the show, James Palmer, getting you ready for Chiefs and Colts. Also happy to get his thoughts on the Buffalo Bills as well. We'll talk more about Buffalo as the show progresses as well. We'll talk more about Houston that I think certainly piqued a lot of people's interest with how they played yesterday. We'll get back to that in a bit, but let me remind you guys that today is a FanDuel Friday on the show. It is presented by FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Taking a look at the app, we've told you guys that the Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite heading into this matchup against the Indianapolis Colts. I think this is the most important question of the week. We ask a lot of questions on this show. I try to challenge you guys. I want you guys to think. If the Chiefs couldn't stop James Cook, what's their plan in stopping Jonathan Taylor? Because James Cook has probably been a top five running back in the National Football League. He has been very, very good. I think he is going to go to the Pro Bowl this year. I think he has a chance at being a second-team All-Pro running back. He has been very good this season. He ain't been Jonathan Taylor because nobody has been Jonathan Taylor so far this season. Jonathan Taylor so far this season on less than 200 carries already has 1,100 yards rushing. Think about that. He's not at 200 carries yet. He's not going to get there until probably the second, maybe third quarter of this Chiefs game. He has 189 carries. He has 1,100 yards rushing. He is averaging exactly 6 yards a carry. He has 17 total touchdowns. So I'm just asking the question. If the Chiefs couldn't stop James Cook, and we know they couldn't stop James Cook, what is their plan on stopping Jonathan Taylor in this matchup? If you were looking at the FanDuel numbers, Jonathan Taylor's over-under is at 90.5. And we have seen teams, when they go up against Kansas City, sometimes they forget who they are. Maybe they do something early on, the Chiefs get a big lead, and then they go away from it. Indianapolis is not going away from running from Jonathan Taylor. So this is going to take a very special effort from their defensive line, and you got to be locked in. I'm not saying the Chiefs lose if Jonathan Taylor hits his over just because he's having one of the best seasons of any player this year in the National Football League. The thing is going to be, can they manage the long back-breaking runs? I mean, that's how we beat the Atlanta Falcons a couple of weeks ago. He had three long back-breaking runs that every time you looked up, he's just 50 yards down the field. I mean, if you're looking at it, so the over-under on rush yards for Jonathan Taylor, I just told you, was 90.5. His receiving yards is 20.5. I mean, the expectation for Jonathan Taylor is to have 110 yards from scrimmage. He's not part of their offense. He is the offense. Rob, if they couldn't stop James Cook, what's their plan on stopping Jonathan Taylor?
I wish I had an answer for you, because I remember we were doing the show leading into the Bills game, and we were saying, text line was saying, everyone was saying, you know, the Bills receiving group, the Bills pass catchers are not great. If you can slow down James Cook, Josh Allen hasn't been the MVP. You can only slow down the Bills. We saw the Bills game. The Bills ran the ball effectively, and it opened up the entire offense. I feel like we're saying a lot of the same things about this game. You know, Daniel Jones is still Daniel Jones. You know, he's not the most dynamic quarterback in the league. He's somewhat limited. He's a product of his parts around him. If you can slow down Jonathan Taylor, you can kind of make them one-dimensional. I think you can beat them. Last time we said all those things, it didn't play out that way. The Bills established the run in about 7 minutes of real time, and I was like, uh-oh, they're going to run the ball effectively. So the Chiefs better have a game plan for Jonathan Taylor, and it better not be first drive, we're going to slow him down, and they're going to run away from him. It better be 60 minutes of slowing down Jonathan Taylor, because if they don't slow him down, the Colts offense has been just better than the Chiefs offense this year, and that's a problem for Kansas City.
Yeah, and a lot of the arguments on the text line, which makes sense, well, they don't have Josh Allen to worry about, so we can just put more resources there. Okay, that's fair. I mean, Daniel Jones this season, I feel like Daniel Jones is maybe playing a little bit better than he's given credit for so far this year. Daniel Jones has a 100 quarterback rating and is completing 70% of his passes. Now, there has been a team that has stopped Jonathan Taylor so far. It was Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh forced turnovers against Indianapolis and slowed down Jonathan Taylor. That has been the formula on how to beat this team. Now, you got to go out there, you got to execute it, but this is a Colts team that has weapons. Tyler Warren is playing at a high level. Alec Pierce is playing well. This is a Colts team that has some weapons that is more than capable of coming in and pulling off the upset, and I use that very loosely given the point spread. Coming up on the other side, we'll continue to get you ready for Sunday's matchup. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're going to head to Indianapolis coming up in just a little bit. It is funny how I would say this year we have the sequel of the Minnesota Vikings. Last year's Minnesota Vikings team kind of came out of nowhere with the quarterback that was a top 10 draft pick that was getting a fresh start. He goes, he gets that fresh start. He puts up great numbers and puts them in a position to be the one seed in their respective conference. And I feel like all last season, people were just kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop with Minnesota, and no one would believe in Minnesota. And you remember, Minnesota in the final game of the regular season, they played that game against the Lions. They lost that game. They then had to go on the road in the first round of the playoffs, and they lost that game to the Rams. So things turn really, really quickly for Minnesota. You win 14, 15 games. Next thing you know, you're on the road in round one. And next thing you know, you lose and your season's over. I feel like we are getting a second chance at that with the Indianapolis Colts and where they are this season. Let's talk specifically about Daniel Jones. Now, I think everyone will acknowledge that Daniel Jones is playing well this season. Is he playing great? Obviously debatable, but he is playing well so far this season. He's completing 70% of his passes. If you look at where he is right now, he's at 2,700 passing yards. He'll probably be somewhere in the 3,700 range by the time the season is over. 15 touchdown passes, 7 interceptions. So let's say by the time this season is over, Daniel Jones completes 70% of his passes, throws for 3,700 yards. Let's give him 24 touchdown passes and 10 interceptions. That feels like a very safe estimate for Daniel Jones. that's a pretty good quarterback that I think you can win with, especially if the Colts continue to run the football effectively the way that they have and play good defense and take the ball away. That's why you go get a Sauce Gardner. You pair him with Charvarius Ward. If you can get both of those guys on the same page, you got a 1-2 punch at corner that you feel can match up against anybody. Here's the problem with Daniel Jones, and this has been the problem with Daniel Jones his entire NFL career. He is a turnover machine. Now, Rob, I know you don't have the answer to this off the top of your head, so I'm just asking you to spitball. I'm asking you to guess here. How many fumbles do you think Daniel Jones has this season?
Total or lost?
Like total fumbles this season.
Eight?
Eight fumbles, which lead the National Football League.
That's so many.
Think about this. Daniel Jones has started 79 games in his NFL career. 79. He has fumbled the ball 58 times in his career. 58 times. The numbers strongly suggest in this football game that Kansas City will have one, maybe two opportunities to take the football away from Daniel Jones. Whether it is a bad errant throw or a couple of times he puts the ball on the turf, you are going to have a couple of opportunities. And one of the reasons that it feels like people are starting to turn a little bit on the Indianapolis Colts is the same Daniel Jones that we have known and watched over the last 6 or 7 years is popping back up and having the same turnover issues as before. I think the Colts have shown you the best version of them can absolutely win the AFC and could possibly win the Super Bowl, but not the version that went on the road against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That version, their quarterback just doesn't give you a chance to win if you're going to turn the ball over as many times as they did. So I think the question that everybody is asking, the same way that we were asking this question last year about Minnesota, hey, is Sam Darnold good enough? Can Sam Darnold do this into the postseason? And we got our answer. The answer was a resounding no. People are now asking the exact same question about the AFC version of last year's Minnesota Vikings, and that's the Indianapolis Colts this season.
I think, and we'll have to see how the season plays out, but I think one difference between the two is it looks like at this point in the season, the Colts are going to be hosting a playoff game. And I think hosting a playoff game versus last year's Vikings, which had to go on the road, or I guess they had that weird neutral site because of, I think there was, you know, fires in LA, so they played in Arizona. But I think that's another a big difference here. Like, people pointing to Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones, and I'm one of them, I think it's a fair comparison. I think where it's different is Sam Darnold had to go on the road last year, and road postseason games are a different animal, a different environment, all those things. Daniel Jones, whether it be in the first round or maybe the second round, is going to be playing his first game in a controlled dome environment with a friendly crowd. So just because the similarities are there does not mean the outcome is going to end the same. But I do, and I've been this person too, I do think this year's Colts are just last year's Vikings, and they're in a easier division than last year's Vikings were and all those things. But it does feel like that's what's happening right now with the Indianapolis Colts.
Let me give you some more specific numbers when it comes to Daniel Jones. Weeks 1 through 8, Daniel Jones threw 3 interceptions, was sacked 9 times with 2 fumbles. The last 2 weeks, so weeks 9 and 10, he has thrown 4 interceptions. So he has thrown more interceptions in his last 2 games than he did in the first 7 games of the National Football League. He has been sacked 12 times in the last 2 weeks. He has 6 fumbles in their last 2 games. Now, this is a little fun with endpoints, and a lot of this is wrapped up into how they played against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But to me, I think that game against the Steelers is the one that everybody is pointing to with the CC I told you. The Steelers were able to eliminate Jonathan Taylor, and he was not a factor in the game. Jonathan Taylor had 14 carries for 45 yards and had 12 yards receiving. He had 57 yards from scrimmage. Well, if that's the case, then the Colts just aren't winning. Like, I don't know what to tell you. They're not winning if that's the case. And Daniel Jones just couldn't stop turning the football over. If you are the Chiefs and you are looking at a, how do we defend this team? How do we take what they want to do away? I don't think you got to look any further than what Pittsburgh did just a couple of weeks ago, and you got to find a way to mirror that. But this also involves you getting pressure and you winning up front, forcing fumbles, getting sacks, disrupting timing. That is your front four playing well. So their front four has taken a lot of arrows so far this season, and I think a lot of it has been justified. But this is a George Karloftis, Chris Jones, Mike Dana, Charles Omenihu. You guys got to go win this game. You got to set the tone. You got to set the edge. You got to put Indianapolis into a 2nd-and-8 situation or a 3rd-and-7 where Jonathan Taylor's not going to get a carry in that scenario, and then you get after the quarterback and force those fumbles and contest passes and do those kind of things. Your D-line has to play well going up against this Colts team.
You took the wind out of my sails because I was listening to those numbers, and the first thing that popped out to me was, oh, his sack number went up. And if you're getting sacked more, you're probably under pressure more. Like, just that's inherently. You don't have the pressure numbers in front of you, but just logically, it stands to reason that if you're getting sacked more, you're under pressure more, he's making more mistakes. It is same song, different verse with this Chiefs defense, man. If they aren't going to create pressure, Daniel Jones can look like an MVP. I honestly, at this point, I don't care who the opposing quarterback is. If the Chiefs don't get pressure, the opposing quarterback looks good. Look at their losses this year. Trevor Lawrence, a guy me and you don't believe in, he looks good. How come? Spotty pressure. Justin Herbert, much maligned by the text line, and people think he is what he is. But you know what? No pressure in that game. He looks really good. Meanwhile, the games they've won, they put a lot of pressure on Russell Wilson. Part of that's father time, but they put pressure on him. Their defense played better. They won the game. Geno Smith was under pressure. Like, Mariota was under pressure. Like, these things existed. It seems so simple, but the inconsistencies in their pass rush are the reason the Chiefs are 5-5. So the Colts can obviously be got, and if you can get pressure on Daniel Jones, you can make him look like Daniel Jones. But I don't have any belief that, oh, the Chiefs have the pass rush to do that. They haven't done that at any point this season consistently.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to head to Indianapolis to be joined by Kevin Bowen with 105.7 The Fan out in Indianapolis. We'll talk to him about what went wrong against the Pittsburgh Steelers and the feeling around the Colts heading into this matchup on Sunday at Arrowhead. That's coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.